News. I'm Laura Winters. New this hour, we learn the body of a third construction worker who died in the catastrophic collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore, Maryland, has been recovered. The man, identified as Maynor Sandoval, 38 years old. Divers discovering his body in the water underneath the bridge collapse. Crews continue to work around the clock, clearing the heavy metal which fell on that huge cargo ship as they search for the remaining three men, a total of six construction workers killed in the collapse.
Fully intend, as the governor knows, to have the federal government cover the cost of building this entire bridge, all of it.
President Biden is offering reassurance to Baltimore in the aftermath of last week's Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse.
Most importantly, the people of Maryland. I'm here to say your nation has your back, and I mean it. Your nation has your back.
Speaking from the collapse site, Biden expressed his condolences to the families of the six construction workers who were killed in that collapse. The collapse occurred when a cargo container ship collided with the bridge, leading to its immediate structural failure. I'm John Schaefer.
Aftershocks still being felt after a rare 4.8 magnitude earthquake hitting the northeast of the epicenter, Lebanon, New Jersey, 50 miles from New York City. It's been 139 years since New York City felt anything like this, and it's been 240 years since a quake this strong hit New Jersey. The last time was in the year 1783. Turning now to sports, lots of folks will be betting on and tuned into the Final Four semifinal games tonight in Glendale, Arizona. First up, the game between Purdue and NC State at 6:09 p.m. Eastern, and then number 1 UConn and number 4 Alabama playing at 8:49 p.m. Monday night is the national championship game starting at 9:20 p.m. Eastern. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Lots of excitement building for Monday's eclipse. It's a historic event. The moon will pass between the Earth and the sun and completely block out sunlight, turning day into night for 1.5 to 3.5 minutes, USA's Dave Collins reports.
According to eclipse expert John Irwin, the new path is based on more accurate calculations of the sun's radius. This won't affect most New Yorkers' viewing plans on Monday, but areas like Rome, Utica, and Ithaca will no longer experience the full effect of the total solar eclipse. There will still be plenty of prime viewing spots during totality between 2 p.m. and 2:11 p.m.
To developments in the Middle East now. After a call between President Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Israel is ramping up aid flow to Gaza. President Biden urging leaders in Egypt and Qatar to press Hamas for a deal with Israel to release the 99 hostages still being held.
One of the messages that the president had for Prime Minister Netanyahu was, let's get this done. Let's get a deal in place so that we can get a ceasefire for a matter of weeks in place.
That's National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby. The Dow gaining 307 points Friday, the market reacting to news that 300,000 jobs added in March. That's 100,000 more than expected. The Nasdaq was up almost 200 points and the S&P 500 up 57 points. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.